朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
在过去的十七八年来
，for 17 or 18 years in the past，
在这个教会跟弟兄姊妹一同配搭、一同侍奉。
I was able to co-work and co-serve with you。
我一直有一个负担，有一个心愿。
It had always been a burden and a will，
就是让我们能够在主的面前做一个真的人。
That is, we are able to become a true person in front of the Lord。
很多时候，我觉得我们在这样的一个社会里面。我们被影响被污染到一个地步我们很难得在众人的面前真实
We've been polluted and corrupted by this world by so much it is often very difficult to express the true ourselves in front of others
弟兄姊妹今天在这个时代真实是需要付代价
Yes indeed in this age to be true you need to pay the price
因为你没有保证你对人真实你得到的是真实的回报
Because there's always no guarantee of returning truth
所以在这样的一个世界里面在这样一个时代的当中人就开始有许许多多的面具有许许多多的外表遮盖的一些这个自我防御的东西
Therefore in this world in this age people very often put down their masks
感谢主昨天在教会的一天的聚会里面我们有一天非常美好的时光
Thank the Lord yesterday throughout a one day retreat We had a wonderful time
早上师母跟我们分享她的恋爱经过
In the morning Mrs. Lee shared with us her love story
当然她的恋爱经过跟我有关系的
Of course her love storyrelate with me
听说昨天有录音如果弟兄姊妹昨天没有来我鼓励大家去买一个录音机买一个录音台你看我已经语无伦次了一讲到跟他的爱的故事就忘记了
If you could not be here yesterday I encourage you to perhaps purchase a cassette
本来昨天是他要讲一部分我要讲一部分
The original plan was that for her to share the time with me yesterday.
因为在过去这十七年多来，我觉得弟兄姊妹虽然我们一起非常亲近的在主的面前侍奉和追求。
For 17 years, we served the Lord together here closely.
但是弟兄姊妹不太明白了解我们成长的背景和过程。
But perhaps you were not so familiar with our background and how we're growing up together.
昨天下午据说弟兄姊妹是故意要整我们两个人的。
I heard their plans to roast us yesterday afternoon.
Roast us, 要烤我们的。感谢主昨天虽然大家有这个心意但是到最后还是有一点良心发现。
They called it back at the very last moment.
感谢主但是他们整个下午的时间让我们能够回忆过去这十七年多来神在我们身上的恩典何等的浩大。
However, they provided us an opportunity to recall how wonderful, how graceful the Lord has been for the last 17 years.
整个下午有许多的节目虽然以我们两个人为中心但是我们有许许多多的欢笑。
Although a lot of programs yesterday afternoon focused on our story, but also truly enjoyed it.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我坐在下面欣赏大家的表演的时候
，As we were sitting down on the seats and watching your performance,
我就在欢笑的里面想起过去的十七年多，老实说有许多的眼泪。
Through the joy, also reminded me many tears.
我觉得这是一个很矛盾的世界。
This may be a very much ironical situation.
刚才那些小孩子进来
When the children came in,
当一个小孩哭的时候，我们都笑了
When one child burst into tears, and we all laughed.
我们不是笑他的哭，而是我们觉得他很童，他的童真很可爱
We did not laugh because he cried.
我们对他的天真，对他的直爽，我们非常的欣赏。
But we appreciate the true himself as a child.
很多时候我们发现笑跟哭常常是一线之隔。
We often find out it's a very thin membrane between laugh and tear.
当大家在那里表演我们过去十七年许多的所谓糗事的时候，我们大家都笑了。
When they were performing about our stories in the last 17 years, many of you laughed.
但是我坐在那里，我却想到许许多多这十七年来的眼泪。
Yet in the meantime, that reminded me many of the tears.
弟兄姊妹，这再一次给我们提醒一个很重要的真理，是我常常这里也说的。
This is very often reminded me one more truth, and I often mention this on the pulpit.
不只是对弟兄姊妹，也对还没有信主的朋友们。
Not only I say so to you as brothers and sisters, but also for you as long believers.
我们看一件事情。
When we look at a thing,
我们不要从片段和过程来看。
We never wanted to take it for granted or take looking at a section and call that entire story.
也不要看过程，不是一个单单的一个 procedure. 我们要看到整体，要看到全面。
We do not look at in one segment of a procedure, but we should look at a bigger picture.
当一个人在受苦的时候
，When a person is suffering,
他觉得他的命是何等的苦。
He only feels that how suffering the life is.
当一个人在受苦的时候
，and a person is in suffering,
他对这个命运是何等的生气。
He's very angry about his fate.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹、朋友们
，but dear brothers, sisters, and friends,
这些事情会过去的。
But these things will pass.
求主帮助我们，训练我们，让我们不只是看现在，让我们看未来。
May the Lord help us and teach us not looking just at the present.But also into the future.
当我们要看未来的时候，我们需要上帝给我们看未来的信心的眼睛。
As we look into the future, may the Lord help us to have the faith, the face of the eyes to looking into the future.
但是今天早上，我愿意完成昨天早上李师母没有讲完的另外一部分。
But today I want to finish the story Mrs. Lee started yesterday.
不是看未来。不是看现在，乃是跟大家一起分享我们的过去。
Not looking at the present nor the future, but share with you our past.
昨天聚完会以后，有人告诉我说：“哎呀，李师母今天分享了你们的罗曼史。”
And yes, indeed, someone came to me and said, "Mrs. Lee shared your romance."
事实上，应该说这是我们爱的故事。
You can also call that our love story.
一对两小无猜的爱。
It's a story, a love story of two. They were young and ignorant.
你们知道也好，不知道也好，现在告诉你，我们两个人十五岁就彼此认识了。
We knew each other when we were at the age of 14 and 15.
有一次，我的老二告诉我说：“爸爸，我要交女朋友了。”
One time, my son came to me and said, "I want to have a girlfriend."
我说：“等你毕业以后，各方面稳定以后，那个时候才来想这个问题吧。”
I advised him and should wait until you graduate, then approach this issue.
我的儿子是我们生的，所以跟我们一样厉害，有的时候比我们更厉害。他就说。那你为什么十五岁就认识妈妈呢
？But his reaction was, "How come you started when you were 15?"
是当我们认识的时候，我们真是好像两小无猜一样。
Yes, indeed. When we knew each other, it's just like we were young and ignorant.
所以昨天上午我们分享了我们那个时候认识，然后感情发展的一段故事。
Yes, we shared how we knew each other, how our feeling have been developed.
我们也分享我们两个人三十一年夫妻的恩爱。
We also shared our love as a husband and wife for 30 years.
两个儿子已经长大了，他们羽毛都已经长满了，他们已经飞了。在我们空巢期的时候，我们怎么样彼此对对方在主耶稣基督里面还有新的发现，有新的吸引，有新的相爱。
Yes, indeed, our two children are grown-ups now. We are nursing an empty nest, but even so, how we can rely on the Lord and still love one another.
我们昨天也提到父母对我们的爱。
We also talked about how our parents loved us.
当我在这里分享那个时候我母亲反对我们的婚姻的时候
，As I share with you how my mother was so objective of objecting our marriage.
后来怎么样改变？
And how she was turned around.
我看到很多的弟兄姊妹在下面流泪。
I saw many of you shed your tears.
你们流泪， 我也忍不住，我也流泪。
And I share the same feeling with you.
因为我实在想到父母亲对我们的爱是何等的奇妙。
Because it reminded me how wonder that they loved toward us.
最重要的，我们昨天提到是天父上帝对我们的爱。
The most importantly, yesterday we mentioned about how God, our Heavenly Father's love toward us.
36年前的今天
,36 years ago today,
我接受了耶稣基督做我个人的救主。
That was the day I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior.
1958年8月7号是我信耶稣的一天。
1958, August 7th was the day I accepted Christ.
所以今天是我属灵的生日。
Today is my spiritual birthday.
在这36年来，神除了借助我父母亲给我许多的恩惠以外，上帝借助几个人在我的生命塑造的过程当中有非常深的影响。
For 36 years, not only my parents helped me to mold my spiritual life, but there were also four more individuals who helped me to mold my spiritual life.
我今天早上不需要在这四个人提到他们名字的时候做许多歌功颂德的事情。
I'm not here just to praise these four individuals this morning.
但是事实上，在我们生命的过程当中，神借着许多周遭的人事物来塑造、来影响、来帮助我们。
But indeed, God will use the people that are around us to help us to mold us.
我们要感谢神，但是我们不能忘记对人表示我们的极赏。
Not only we should thank the God, but also should show.Our appreciation for those around us and helping us.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们这个属灵的家充满了爱，充满了人情味。
Indeed, we hope this spiritual home, spiritual family is filled with love.
我常常觉得在教会里面，我们缺少彼此之间这样的一种激赏或者感谢的话。
Indeed, maybe we're lacking in terms of appreciation.And thankfulness.
当然我们知道一切荣耀归给神，一切感谢归给神。
Of course, all the glories and thankfulness are belonging to God.
但是我们要学会，要表达我们对人的一个感恩。
But we also should know how to show our appreciation toward one another.
所以我今天不是在那里歌功颂德高举这几个人，不过我愿意借助这四个人在我个人生命上面的影响，把荣耀归给主。
I'm not here to exalt this for people.But I'm here to mention them so I can praise the Lord.
第一个我要特别感谢主的就是李师母。
The first person I want to show my appreciation is Mrs. Lee.
我们15岁在教会里面相识。
We knew each other and met each other when I was 15 years old.
昨天她已经声明了，我今天还要公开的再报告一下。
And she described the story yesterday, but I want to mention this to you again.
我不是为了认识他而去教堂的，我是去了教堂才认识他的，很重要这一点。
I did not go to church because I wanted to know her. It is only because after I have gone to the church, I begin to know her.
我最初去礼拜堂是因为我喜欢圣乐，喜欢参加唱诗班，所以我参加唱诗班而去参加那个教会。
I went to the church because I love to join the choir.
即使弟兄姊妹。我是为了认识他而去教会，我也要为此感谢主。
Even though perhaps it happened like, I went to the church because of her, I still want to thank the Lord.
因为我们要面对现实，对不对？
Because we have to face the reality.
我们不可否认，今天许多的人来到教会有不同的目的，有不同的动机。
Undoubtedly, many have different motivations and purposes.Coming to a church.
我们不可以跟一个人说，你如果不是为了单纯亲近主，你不可以到礼拜堂来。
We cannot reject someone because you're not coming to the church, just be trying to draw near to God.
今天我们来到教堂里面是有可能许多不同的动机和目的。
There are indeed many different motives and purposes for a person.To come to a church.
我们读圣经，我们就看见有许多人到耶稣面前来，是带着不同的目的来的。
As we read the Bible, we see so many people that come to the Lord for a different purpose.
他们非常现实，因为身体有毛病，所以他们要来找主。
It is a practical matter because they were ill, they came to the Lord to get healed.
圣经告诉我们说，有人到耶稣面前来是因为吃饼得饱。
Some came to Jesus because they can get fed.
每一个人到耶稣面前来，可能都有不同的故事。
And each person will have their own individual stories for the reasons to come to Jesus.
即使你是为了女朋友、男朋友到教堂来，这也没有什么了不起。
Even your purpose is to find your future companions, there's no question about that.
那你去哪里找比教堂更贤惠的女孩子呢？
Where can you find a better half other than from coming to the church?
今天有很多人觉得很罪恶感，我来到神的面前动机不纯。
Some will feel sinful because my motivation of coming to a church is not pure.
我们在圣经里面看见，不管你带着什么动机来到主的面前，主都让我们有机会真正的认识得着我们的主。
No matter what the reason you come to the church for, but once you are here, the Lord will help you to know Him.
我们说孔子是有教无类。
We know that Confucius taught indiscriminately.
他要教导的人没有说要这样标准人才可以教，什么人只要来到他的面前就成为他的门徒。
He did not set a standard for accepting or rejecting a student. He taught each and everyone they came to him.
孔子是有教无类，耶稣呢是有救无类。
Confucius taught indiscriminately, and Jesus saved indiscriminately.
耶稣基督今天主要的目的是要把天上的救恩临到我们每一个人，不管你带着什么动机来到主的面前。
The purpose of Jesus is to bring salvation to every individual, whatever your motive may be.
尼哥底母来带着一个非常单纯的信，这个动机，耶稣基督给他答案。
Nicodemus came with a simple motivation, and Jesus gave him the answer.
今天我们看见有一些人带着不好的动机，是预备要来抓住耶稣说话的一些把柄，然后要除灭耶稣。耶稣也一样爱他们。
Some may came with malicious reasons, but still Jesus loved them.
虽然我不是为了认识师母而到教会。
Although I did not come to the church in order to know my wife,
但是我到了教会以后认识了这位姐妹，而这位姐妹在我一生的当中带来很大的影响。
But since I came to the church, I get to know this sister, and she brought tremendous impact to my life.
昨天你们已经听到她的故事。
You heard her story yesterday.
她的家是一个非常属灵的一个家庭。
She came from a very spiritual and classical.The Christian family.
她的家跟我的家很不一样。
Her family is very different from mine.
他们家非常保守，我的家非常的自由。
Her families were very conservative, and mine very liberal.
她的家是非常的属灵，我们的家是比较世俗。
Her family is more spiritual, mine more secular.
当我进大学的时候
，When I was in college,
我自己有两个盼望和雄心。
I had two hopes and two ambitions.
我不知道大家知不知道，可能有些人听过我讲，我有一个心愿，是我想大学毕业以后，念完研究所，我要从政。
Some of you may know that one of my hope was to, after college, after graduate school, I would enter into politics.
在我很小的时候，我记得有一个我父亲的朋友，他是一个外交官，每一次他到我们家来。我就偷偷的学他的举手投足，我觉得这个人太有风度
了。A friend of my father's is a foreign diplomat, and I was hiddenly trying to imitate everything he did.
我常常发现他讲话，那个眉头一扬，都很有韵味。
Even every slight body language came from him, a full of characters.
他给我的印象就是讲话是一个字一个字清清楚楚的讲出来的，而且很慢。
My impression from him was he spoke clearly and slowly.
所以我进大学的时候，我选了外文系的原因是因为我想将来进外交界。
So the reason I entered into the Department of Foreign Literature is because.I wanted to become a foreign diplomat.
我们说弱国无外交，我说我希望有强的外交变成强国，这是那个时候童言无忌，请你们原谅。
I was hoping to be a strong diplomat to help my country.
那是受我母亲的影响。
That was influenced by my mother.
要从政。
To become a politician.
你们记得我昨天讲吗？我母亲觉得我将来是总统。
Because she hoped one day I can become the president.
现在总统是姓李，但是不是我。
It is still President Lee, but not Molly Lee.
第二个志向是什么？
My second ambition was
我想好好的从商
is to enter business.
我一直到现在还心里面有一些不甘心，我觉得我应当是做生意的人。
Even up to today, sometimes I regret my choice. I felt perhaps I could be a better businessman.
那是受我父亲的影响。
That was influenced by my father.
所以我进大学，我一直朝着这样一个目标去努力。
So that became my goal of, for me to strive for when I was in college.
继续的学算盘，希望将来做生意。
I was learning how to calculate so I could be a better business person.
常常注意包裹粮食怎么样在那里领节目的。我希望我的一举手一投足能够成为一个非常有台风的一个人。
So I was training myself to be a public person so I can be visible and admired in front of people.
当我在学讲道的时候。
As I was leading how to, learning how to.
那个教我讲道的老师告诉我一件事情。
The teacher teach me to preach, told me this.
他说：“当你从你的位置上站起来，走到台上的时候，你要让全场就已经开始注意你，你就成功了。
”If you could start to draw the attention as soon as you stood up from your chair and walk over to the pulpit.You are on the way to success.
所以在整个大学的时候，我就朝着这方面在努力。
That was the goal I was working toward.
但是在那段时间里面，上帝在我身上却有另外一个计划。
Yet in that very moment, God has a different plan in me.
借助一个姊妹对我有这样的一个影响和带领。
Through a sister, I was influenced by her.
让我从一个挂名的基督徒变成一个真实有名有实。的一个真信徒
and I was turned from a nominal Christian into a true Christian.
信仰对我来讲不再是生活的点缀
The faith is no longer to be just a decoration of my life.
信仰已经成为我生活的重心和全部
Faith becomes the true substance of my life.
信仰不是一个可有可无的东西
Faith is no longer something you could have it or not to have it.
信仰已经成为我生命不可或缺的东西。
Faith becomes my true life substance.
信仰不是说我有需要的时候来到他面前，没有需要的时候我就把它丢到一边。
Faith is not something when I need it, I will come to use it. When I don't need it, I throw it out.
以前有个老船员。
There was an old sailor.
他有一次碰到一个他生平从来没有遇到过的大风浪。
And he was encountering the biggest storm he ever encountered.
他非常害怕，因为他觉得这船可能会出事情。
He was very scared of overturning.
他忍不住，他就回到他的房间，就跪下来祷告。
So he couldn't help but returning to his room and pray.
他说：“神啊，求你拯救我。”
He said, "God, help me and save me."
求你原谅我，多年来我一直没有到你面前来。
Please forgive me for not coming to you for years.
但是今天这个风浪太危险，太大了。
Today is the storm is so dangerous.
求你现在拯救我脱离苦海。
Please save me out of this danger.
当他要结束祷告的时候
，As he was finishing up his prayer,
他加了一句话。
He added one more sentence.
他说：“神啊，我答应你。
”He said, "Lord, I promise you."
当你带我经过这一个危险之后
，Once you have brought me through this danger,
我以后不会再来麻烦你。
I will not going to come back to trouble you anymore.
这是什么信仰呢？
What kind of faith is this?
这是拐杖式的信仰。
Oh, this is the crutches type of faith.
今天我们需要拐杖的时候，我们来到神的面前。
The day that you need it, you come to the Lord.
神借助这一位我在教会里面认识的一位小姐妹。
The Lord through this sister, little sister, I get to know in the church.
让我在整个信仰的事上有一个重新的整合。
So I have a complete.Revival into my faith.
他，我刚才讲，他有一对非常爱主的父母。
I just mentioned that she had a parents that truly loved the Lord.
尤其他的母亲
，especially her mother.
每天清晨起来读圣经。
Each morning she got up and read the Bible.
他读圣经还要记笔记。
Not only just read the Bible, but also taking notes.
我知道他记下来的笔记已经成堆了，在他的房间里面。
And her notes are really in terms of piling up.
每天晚上要花一两个小时为许多的事情祷告。
Each evening she would pray for hours.
昨天我才知道一件事情。
And until yesterday, I learned to kind of learn one thing.
师母说她昨天讲的，她母亲就不知道。
And what she said, even her mother didn't know.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。